All right, well, we're looking at Apple now as it prepares to allow alternative app stores on its iPhones and iPads. It's all designed to comply with strict European Union requirements coming in 2024. Nick Turner is a Bloomberg senior tech editor joining us now. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. Does this really at the moment present, is it a big deal? How big a deal is it? What does it do to the future of Apple's closed ecosystem?
I mean, I think it sort of depends on how you measure it, but it is a big deal, I think, just because it's sort of a reversal of something that they've, a policy that they've held dear for so many years, which is not to allow people to download apps through means other than the App Store. And they've said, you know, obviously that's been a lucrative business for them because they get commissions on apps and in-app purchases, but also, you know, obviously it's been a way for them to protect what people download on their iPads and iPhones and make sure it's safe. And they've said before that this would make it harder to do that. So it is a significant reversal.
Is Apple planning for the entire world? I understand that these are changes that are going to be applied because of the law coming in Europe, but other regions may choose to do so. And what's the prospect of that happening in the U.S.?
Well, so, you know, to be clear, they haven't announced anything yet, but from what we understand from inside the company, the idea is to start in Europe, where the laws obviously apply. And then if similar legislation is enacted elsewhere, then this would be kind of a blueprint for how to do things in other regions. The U.S. and other places haven't gone as far as Europe so far. They could. There's also always the chance, I guess, that Apple sort of doesn't want to patchwork different policies and just kind of make them global on its own, but it doesn't sound like we're at that point where we know that would be the case.
Nick, this is not something which is popular within Apple. I'm quite certain of that. And their defense has always been that this represents something called sideloading, which means, in essence, that other people will be able to introduce apps to the Apple App Store, which they claim could present a privacy or another type of, how should I say it, a privacy, an unsafe app into the whole marketplace, which could be detrimental for the whole of what Apple does.
Yes, so there is kind of a contingency plan on that front. I mean, Apple's contemplating essentially verifying apps that would be sideloaded. So it would still be somewhat of a gatekeeping mechanism there to make sure nothing gets on there that might be insecure or compromise privacy. And it's possible that that verification would also have a fee, so it would kind of protect some of Apple's revenue that it would lose when people start sideloading.
Yeah, very interesting story. Kudos to Bloomberg for moving that story. Nick, thank you very much for joining us and shedding some light on how this will roll out. Nick Turner is Bloomberg Senior Tech Editor. This is Bloomberg.